Want to witness the world's biggest football game? Head to iCanWin.com.au, predict Australia's score with a crystal ball, and it could be you and a friend at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 semi-finals, all thanks to McDonald's. Maccas, together and loving it. TNCs apply.
Dead straight. That's the place to go. And Shane Watson has converted to the three figures. Champion innings.
Yeah, 59 tests and 190 ODIs as well. A handful of T20s, and he is one of Australia's greatest all-rounders. He's got a great concept and great support for local cricket. And that man is Shane Watson. You just heard he's joining us on Sports Day. How are you, Shane?
I'm going great. How are you guys?
Really good. Really good. Now, we'll talk to you a little bit more about today's third ODI, which Australia are in great control of. But the Woolworths Cricket Blast, tell us more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm here in my Woolloomba Career Club to this afternoon. Woolworths have been very kind to be able to donate $50,000 to Woolloomba Career Club. They were hit very, very hard, as a lot of communities around Australia have been hit so hard by the floods over the last year. So Woolworths have donated $50,000 to be able to help them get back on their feet to renovate their clubhouse that was hit so badly by the floods. A very important barbecue. To be able to help everyone sort of get the feeling that they need as well, and also just help the registration for the young T20 cricket blast as well. So there's, it's a great initiative from Woolworths because that's what the community is all about, to be able to help people get back on their feet when they hit some tough times.
Yeah, good on you, Watto. And this sort of stuff's needed everywhere, and great stuff from Woolworths for helping out. So this is also going to cover registration fees, I believe, for the kids, for the cricket blast, as you said.
Yeah, it certainly is. Obviously, with this community being hit so hard by the floods, it's just, Woolworths are going to be paying for the registration fees for the Woolworths cricket blast for next season for any young boy and girl who signs up, just to be able to help them find their feet, to get back on their feet.
Yeah, I'm glad to see you doing this, because last time, the last time I spoke to you, it's Gary Belcher, it was about 20 years ago, and you came up with the origin side up to Currumbin Valley at Gwingana. We had a bit of a cricket match. We always played a traditional cricket match. I think it came up with heels. Is that right? And I reminded Sats off the air. I think that was the time when Steve Walters, one of the managers, came out and batted his whole innings nude. Was that the same? The same one? I'm not sure.
Oh gosh, I remember that time like it was yesterday. I've always been a huge, growing up Ipswich, I was a huge State of Origin Queensland fan. So that was one of the highlights of my life, was being a part of the Origin camp.
Now, one of the highlights would
not
have been
Steve Walters. Yeah.
He's had his big fat blurt.
Oh, he did. Blubber, yeah.
So. Now, to what wouldn't have been great scenes is seeing the devastation that it has happened to local sporting clubs, and most notably the Moolumbar Cricket Club there. What's the damage been like? Have you seen it firsthand now you've been there?
Yeah, so the damage has really been is especially around the clubhouse. So the canteen facilities have been wiped out because of the floods. The ground is gradually sort of getting back to its best, but it's just been so difficult for the club to be able to just the canteen's non-existent, so it's been a very needed, much needed thing to be able to help the cricket club get back on its feet, and most importantly, as I know from a cricket perspective, the cricket clubs within local towns are the heartbeat of the community, so it's so important to be able to help the cricket clubs get back on their feet, because cricket's the summertime is all about cricket, so it's such an important time.
And you can hear all the kids in the background having as much fun as possible, and it's a great initiative of covering the registration fees. And what's been the feedback with registration numbers in and around those regional areas? Is it still very strong?
Well, it's been a tough time in the regional areas and around Australia in general, just because of obviously COVID to start with, and then going into the devastation of the floods in these regional communities in particular. So the registrations are really starting to pick up here at the Moolumbar Career Club and in around the Tweed Coast. They are seeing the registrations really start to pick up now, but it has been a very tough time for all communities and all all-committee sport with the challenges that have been around for the last couple of years, but things are definitely starting to pick up, and this donation by Worth will certainly help the youngsters continue to be able to get into cricket and start their journey of the great game of cricket, which has been so good, such a huge part of my life.
Yeah, well, while you're out there helping the grassroots, Watto, the big boys are underway. In fact, the Aussies are nearly through their innings. Not sure if you're probably keeping an eye on this. 3 for 306 Australia, six overs to go. Travis had 150 and Davey Warner scored a ton. Looks like we've got our openers locked down, especially Travis Head for the short, long and mid-term?
Oh, absolutely. Travis Head certainly made the most of his opportunity to be able to open the batting, and 152 is a great statement to say that this is my position. So, like anything in life, you need to be ready to take an opportunity that comes your way, and Travis Head, by getting 150 today, certainly do that. It's a great time for him to be able to put his hand up with that opportunity that's there.
Do you reckon the Poms have taken their foot off the throat a bit since they won the T20, or is it just we're far and away a better ODI team than we are in the shorter format?
England are a very good one day and T20 team. I think they're just still in celebration mode after winning the T20 World Cup, which is an amazing achievement from their group with a new captain, with a new coach, with Matthew Mott as well. So I still think they're probably still celebrating such a great achievement. Obviously, the Australians have had to regroup very quickly, and they've got a lot of those players, and the team have got a lot of big points to prove. So you can see why the Aussies have been so dominant in this series, knowing that the English have still probably enjoying a few beers celebrating.
Yeah. Now, we're talking to Shane Watson here on Sports Day. Shane, you would obviously keep an eye on the all-rounders, and currently Cam Green seems to be the man for Australia. Everyone keeps questioning what sort of format he'll fit into. Is he the all-rounder that will fit into all formats, you think?
Oh, he certainly is, yeah. He's got all the skills. He's got the foundations of an incredibly sound technique to be able to play very well and for a long period of time in Test cricket. And then he's got the power and the skills with the ball to be able to integrate that down into one day in T20 cricket as well. So I never miss a game that he plays because I just love watching him play the way he goes about the game. He's got extreme height as well, which is a huge advantage as a bowler to give him a little bit more of a competitive advantage over the batters as well. So he for me is certainly I think he's one in the generation cricketer of his skill set that he has. And he seems like he's got a really good head on his shoulders as well, and he's just taken it all in his stride, which is even more impressive with the skill set that he's got.
Yeah, Mitchell Starc, did he remind everyone, especially the selectors, in the ODIs, how potent he is after being left out of those clutch T20 games?
Yeah, I know. It's too hard to get your head around, isn't it? That last game against Afghanistan, we needed to... Australia needed to dominate that game, which means you need your biggest and best wicket taker to be playing. And it's Mitchell Starc. He doesn't normally need too much of ammunition to be able to show how good he is. And he certainly showed that in this series, which is no surprise to majority of people around Australia and around the world.
How relieved would the Poms have been at that time when he wasn't playing? Hey, how's your book going, mate? I know you released your book. It was only a few weeks ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, yeah. Yeah, winning the inner battle, it's going really well. It's been really nicely received. It's just a mental skills book specifically for cricket, but the principles are very across the board to anyone who wants to be the best they can be and just understand how to create the right mental environment. So it's going really good. It's something that I've always, from the time that I got access to this information about 5 years ago, it's been in the process to be able to get this book out there. So. And I'm self-publishing it, so I'll have to put it out there. The only way that you can purchase the Winning the Inner Battle is through my website, shanewatson.au. It's going really well, which I had a sense with working with people around the mental skills for the last 4 years that it was going to be pretty well received, and it has been, which is really nice.
Christmas coming up too. Yes.
Perfect timing. What's the
special?
So Shane Watson, tell us what the inner battle is. What's the inner battle within people?
You got to get
the
book.
Battle is the demons that we always the demons that we always fight. It's just that more so the internal dialogue that's all that's always there, and just understanding that we can control it in internal dialogue if we really want to, because we do have that control over our mind. Just understanding to, and the skills to be able to just make the most of that control that we do have, to be able to try and win that battle every single day. And that's everyone's always performing in any part of your life. And for us to be able to be the best version of ourselves, we need to understand exactly what mental environment we need to be at our best. Some people, and a lot of people, just innately sort of just know how to get there, but a lot of people, and I was certainly one of those, I was very good at sabotaging my own performance because I was very good at beating myself up.
Interesting. Now, I'm sure this is in the book, but out of all the great players you played with or against, is there a player that comes to mind that was able to control that, you know, that inner battle? Was that be able to control every facet of their professional life?
There was a few that really stand out to me. Shane Warne was certainly one of those. He was just incredible. Just being able to shut out the noise and just focus on the pro, what he needed to do every single ball and just do it ball after ball. That was one of his incredible strengths. Matt Hayden was probably the one that stood out to me. He was able to develop that mental toughness to be able to not even have the discipline in his own thoughts to be able to not even look at the scoreboard and just be that process driven on just watching and reacting to the ball coming down and doing that ball after ball, that he didn't even look at the scoreboard and to know how many runs he was on. And that for me is incredible mental discipline and mental toughness, just to be able to just stay totally present and react to the ball that's coming down and have not allow yourself to be able to have any other thoughts infiltrate your mindset whatsoever. So that for me was something that was very, very inspiring.
Great insight. ShaneWatson.au if you want to get the book before Christmas. Great Christmas gift. And you're there for also a great initiative and great support for Moranbah Cricket Club, and in conjunction with Woolworths, giving back to the regional cricket much needed, which was heavily affected by the flood. So Shane Watson, thank you for taking time out and joining us on Sports Day.
My pleasure. It's great to chat to you guys. Thanks so much for having me.
When making the double chicken deluxe at Macca's, we wanted to improve on the perfect combo of tender Aussie chicken with cheese, tomato and aioli. So, we doubled it. Chicken and Macca's, together and loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Available after 10:30 a.m. for a limited time only.